Critics frequently complain that Hollywood never wants to take risks, that we never see bold and exciting new movies because the studios always have their eye on the bottom line. I've long quibbled with my colleagues on this point for a simple reason. The people I know at the studios are eager risk takers. They know risks often make money. Look at Rain Man or Field of Dreams. The trouble is, Hollywood has bad taste in risks. Take Dead Poets Society. I've been hearing about this risky, difficult screenplay for years. After a while, I was hearing how brave Robin Williams and plucky Peter Weir, the director, had decided to plunge ahead with it despite the odds, and how the fearless folk at Disney's Touchstone Pictures had courageously chosen to back them. The result? Basically, Goodbye, Mr. Chips goes all American. Dead Poets Society is the lean on me of a more innocent age, an age when conformism was a bigger classroom scourge than crack, and when a 50s prep school teacher like Mr. Keating, played by Robin Williams, didn't need to wield a baseball bat in order to raise administrative eyebrows. In fact, all he needed to do was teach Shakespeare like this.
Now, many of you have seen Shakespeare done very much like this. Oh, Titus, bring your friend hither. But if any of you have seen Mr. Marlon Brando, no, but Shakespeare can be different. France, Romans, countrymen. Let me rest. You can also imagine maybe John Wayne is Macbeth going, well, is this a dagger I see before me?
You've just heard the only genuinely amusing scene in Dead Poets Society, and the only scene in which Williams is allowed to cut loose a little. Mostly the movie is about how he tries to unleash his class's creativity and freedom of spirit by getting them to do things like stand on their desks so they can see the world from a new perspective, or by getting them to march around the schoolyard so he can teach them they needn't always be in step. He even encourages them to form something called the Dead Poets Society, in which the kids sneak off campus to a local cave and read poetry to one another. The poetry in this movie, by the way, never gets much riskier than Longfellow. Williams himself is terribly constrained here. The movie isn't often funny, and his character is allowed to reveal very little of himself beyond his saintly eagerness to inspire. Many of the young actors are quite good, but the movie seems to be taking place in some kind of Neverland, half Norman Rockwell and half Eton, circa 1935. Dead Poets Society is actually set in America in 1959, but these kids never seem even slightly infected by rock and roll, by cars or television or big league sports. Allen Ginsberg is howling his verse only a few hundred miles away, and these boys are getting all excited over, "O Captain, My Captain." The better students in the audience may well wonder when Williams will stop uplifting his pupils long enough to teach them something. And I suspect that anyone over 13 will soon find the movie's self-righteous piety and its relentlessly bland vision downright annoying. Is this movie risky because it's opening in the thick of the summer movie season? I don't see why. Dead Poets Society is so wet, who needs the beach?